Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Why, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into everything Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I will also provide you with a video cast. On this week's show, we'll play a funny little parody from Mickey and the Crew, play some Haunted Mansion sounds, and do an old virtual ride-through. And I have a special announcement at the end of the show. But first, before I start, I would first like to say a big, big thank you to Paul Berry for allowing me to do the segments on the Window to the Magic.com podcast. And I'm going to be working with him on future projects. Because of a name my podcast contest I did on a show is how this podcast did get its name. Also, a big thank you to Brian Summer for lending his voice for my podcast. And now, I'm going to play a really cool parody song, and I got it about seven years ago. A friend had it burned on a CD, and I kind of took it and burned it on mine. And if after I play this, if any of you guys know where the original source is from, please let me know. You can simply email me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. So, now this parody is of an old hip-hop group. Well, you guys remember Tag Team? They did a little song called Woo, There It Is. Well, that's basically what this song is a parody of. So I'm going to play it, and I'm going to give you that email again at the end so you can tell me where the original source is so I can get a better version of that. So let's play this track for you, and this is the Disney version of Woo, There It Is.
Here's squeaky clean music with full effect. That's me, Mickey, the Mouse Supreme, MCing the birthday party of my main duck, Donald.
We're kicking the flow and we're gonna do it something like this. Donald Duck, back again. Turn up the music, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. Party with Donald, Daisy, and the boys. There's a party over here, a party over there. Tossing Donald up in the air. Now trying to catch him, he falls down. Whoop, there he went, hit ground.
Whoop, there he went.
Whoop, tag team.
Whoop, there he went.
Get busy.
Whoop, there he went.
Oh, yo.
Whoop, there he went.
Let's go.
Whoop, there he went.
A little louder.
Whoop, there he went.
Whoa.
Whoop, there he went.
Come on now.
Whoop, there he went.
Let me hear ya.
Upside down and inside out. Donald's on the floor, flipping Daisy about.
Twirl to the left,
twist to the right. Moving, grooving, out of sight.
Donald does steps from the old school. He's no fool, he's so cool.
He's doing a dip, but Daisy slipped.
Whoop, there she went.
Hit round.
Whoop, there she went.
Come on, y'all.
Whoop, there she went.
A little louder.
Whoop, there she went.
Come on, y'all.
Whoop, there she went.
Louder.
Whoop, there she went.
Come on, y'all.
Whoop, there she went.
A little louder.
Whoop, there she went. Whoop, there she went. Whoop.
Shaka-laka, 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 shaka.
Whoop.
Shaka-laka, 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 shaka.
Talking, singing.
Donald said, hey, let's go swim.
What a duck.
Uh-oh, he's sinking. Let's find a rope. Pull him in.
Now grip it.
Hold it.
Yank it and pry that T-W-I-N-E.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's it. Just one more stroke.
Whoop. There it went.
It broke.
Whoop. There it went.
Go, Mickey.
Whoop. There it went.
Get busy.
Whoop. There it went.
Come on, come on.
Whoop. There it went.
Yeah.
Whoop. There it went.
Go, Donald.
Whoop. There it went.
Get busy.
Whoop. There it went.
Let me in.
Whoop. There it went.
H-double-O-M-P, it was time to eat the birthday treat.
Everybody lined up for the 10-layer cake.
It took Daisy all day to bite.
Who will bring it in? Goofy will, but he tripped on his feet and he took a spill.
Whoa.
Out of his hands, the whole cake flew. Boom, there went Goofy too.
Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all dig it?
Straight at ya, that's me, Mickey the Mouse Supreme, turning it all over to my pals, tag team.
Bring it back, y'all, bring it back, y'all, bring it back, here we go.
Whoop, that went.
Come on, y'all.
Whoop, that went.
A little louder.
Whoop, that went.
Come on, y'all.
Whoop, that went.
Drop the bass.
Whoop, that went.
Yeah.
Whoop, that went.
All right, y'all.
Whoop, that went.
Party time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that version. You know, a few years back I was a DJ and I used to use that to kind of get the guests all, you know, going and get them all happy and stuff. So once again, if you know where I can find the original of that, please send it to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. I really appreciate it. Alrighty then, this looks like it's time for a little Haunted Mansion segment. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to spend any time on the history of the Haunted Mansion because other podcasts have covered it so perfectly. So I'm just going to play some tracks from the Haunted Mansion 30th Anniversary Limited Edition CD, which gives you a total of 12 tracks on it, and it's produced by Red.net. The Haunted Mansion 30th Anniversary includes the complete original Disneyland attraction soundtrack, highlights from the Haunted Mansion attractions at Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland, music from Phantom Manor at Disneyland Paris, never-before-heard alternate music and narrations, original radio ads, sound effects, and outtakes. Now, this first 1965 clip from the Disneyland 10th Anniversary television program, Walt takes eager viewers behind the scenes to preview concepts for the Haunted Mansion, joined by Disneyland legend Mark Davis and the first Disneyland ambassador, Julie Rhyme.
We're going to bring ghosts from all over the world, but we haven't got the ghosts in there yet. We're out collecting the ghosts, and we're making it very attractive to them, hoping, you know, they'll want to come and stay at Disneyland, so we're putting in wall-to-wall cobwebs, and we guarantee them creaking doors and creaking floors.
Now, track two, a pair of unused introductions to the mansion performed by actress Eleanor Audley, a.k.a. Madame Leota, and brilliant voice talent Paul Frees, the ghost host.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candle lights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Your ghost host will be here presently to conduct you on your tour of this sanctuary for the disembodied.
Welcome, foolish mortals. I am your host, your ghost host, the Lord and Master of this haunted mansion. inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epithets for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
Now, when in 1971, when the Haunted Mansion materialized in the Magic Kingdom at the Walt Disney World Resort, it was nearly identical to the Disneyland show, with the addition of this brief but airy audio track. Actually, it was recorded at the time the Disneyland track was made. Check this out.
Library is well stocked with priceless first editions, only ghost stories, of course, and marble busts of the greatest ghost writers the literary world has ever known. They have all retired here to the Haunted Mansion. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here. But there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
Now here's a collection of outtakes and unused narration from the original Haunted Mansion, providing a rare behind-the-scenes glimpse at the work of Paul Frees. The voice of Mark Davis can also be heard in the background as he and Exitencio direct the recording sessions.
KU6908.
Well, then let's do this.
Yeah.
You want me to do it very breathy like that?
All right. Yeah.
All right.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, 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 foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
X, remember Walt's old line on this thing was, welcome, welcome in, welcome in.
All right. Welcome, welcome, well, come in. Kindly step all the way in, please. Lurking at your side is an unseen ghost, gently pushing you back into your carriage, urging you to stay. The happy haunts are received a Faldrick Numdge. Well, if you should decide to join us, final arrangements may be made at the end of the tour. End of the tour, yeah.
Take two.
Well, if you should decide to join us, final arrangements may be made at the end of the tour. A charming ghostess will be on hand to take your application.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the most grotesque of all? I am your friendly ghost guide. I will take you to see all sorts of marvelous wraiths, disembodied spirits from crypts and tombs all over the world. All happy haunts, except for that unnatural and dreadful one-eyed black cat. Watch out for him. He detests mortals, especially happy mortals. It's all right if you sit closer together, if you wish.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the most grotesque of all? I am your friendly ghost guide. I'm going to take you to see all sorts of marvelous wraiths. That's disembodied spirits from crypts and tombs all over the world. All happy haunts, except for that unnatural and dreadful one-eyed black cat. Ooh, watch out for him. He's very unnice. He detests mortals, especially happy mortals. So it's all right if you sit closer together, if you wish. At least that'll make you feel safer.
Beautiful. Now go ahead and do the laughs.
Laughs, a sort of laughter, of ghosts.
The show's writer, Existencio, provides his own voice for the foreboding breakdown spiel and some unload spiel that never really materialized.
Emergency spiel, tape number 87. Playful spooks have interrupted our tour. Please remain seated in your doom buggy. We will proceed in just a moment. Alternate take. We have been unavoidably detained by pranky spirits. Kindly remain seated in your doom buggy, please. We will continue our tour momentarily.
New sound for car sound number 8. Now, kindly step out to your left, please. Step onto the moving ramp. Carefully now.
Car sound number 8, exit warning. We can't elude these grim, grinning ghosts by leaving your doom buggy now. Kindly step out to your left, please. Quickly now. Cut.
Now, the original radio advertisements in the summer of 1969 featured Lenny Weinrib as the daring reporter, Ginny Taylor as the ghost son, and Paul Frees recreating his role as the ghost host, as well as playing the parts of Phineas Pock, Willie the Wisp, and Grandma Ghoul.
Hi, ghost fans. This is your on-the-spot reporter, tiptoeing through the creaky doors of the Disneyland Haunted Mansion to bring you another in-spirit interview. Hovering at my side is Granny Ghoul, former Peoria socialite and silent movie vamp.
Hi there, big boy.
Granny, you look absolutely inhuman.
Thank you. This is my latest creation, a see-through bell-bottom bedsheet with big holes where my eyes used to be.
Stunning. But tell me, Granny, is it true that this mansion is haunted by 999 ghosts?
That's right, you brave devil. But there's always room for one more, especially if he's as spirited as you seem to be. Huh?
Well, thanks, Granny, but I'm a human.
Well, no one's perfect. But you can visit any time. We're very friendly here.
I wanted to ask you about that, Granny. What do you think of letting real people into Disneyland's haunted mansion?
Well, they are kind of fun to watch, but all that yelling and screaming is spooky. Why, you'd think they'd never seen a ghost before.
Hi, ghost fans. I'm here at Disneyland's haunted mansion to interview a real old-timer, the late Phineas Pock.
Yes, I waited a long time for the haunted mansion to open. Died in 1720, you know.
1720? Wow.
Yes, I'm tired of resting in peace. I want to get in there and
spook everybody.
Well, you'll get plenty of chances because the Disneyland Haunted Mansion is now open to humans.
Oh, it must be paradise.
Hi, ghost fans. This is your daring reporter inside the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. And with me here somewhere is that former Olympic hide-and-seek champion, Willie the Wisp.
Boo!
Oh, there you are. Say, Willie, what's it like in the Haunted Mansion?
Beautiful, man. Kind of weird and wild and freaky.
Sounds ideal, but I understand Disneyland's Haunted Mansion is now open to humans.
Humans? Wow, that's scary.
Something new is waiting for you at Disneyland. It looks rather innocent, just a big old mansion. But there's a twist. You see, this mansion is haunted.
Greetings, curious mortals. I am your ghost host at the Disneyland Haunted Mansion. Why not make final arrangements to join us soon?
Daddy, tell me a human story.
Well, let's see. Once upon a time, there was this magical place called Disneyland. And inside Disneyland, there was a strange deserted mansion. Then one day, the mansion became haunted by 999 ghosts.
Oh!
And now humans can visit the haunted mansion and get real scared.
Daddy, do you believe in humans?
I don't know, but I do believe in Disneyland.
In 1990, the late Vincent Price recorded narration for The Phantom Manor, but the show's concept changed and his narration was never used. When this CD was put out, Mr. Price's performance is heard here for the very first time anywhere. The entrancing musical arrangements were created by John Debney.
Where hinges creak in doorless chambers, where strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, where candlelights flicker though the air is deathly still, this is Phantom Manor. Welcome, curious friends. You may not believe it, but beauty once lived in this house. And beauty lives here still. Show yourself. Lovely, the
passage.
Come, I have more beauty to show you. Our tour begins here, in this gallery, where you gaze upon the sweet innocence of youth. Ah, but things are not always as they seem. Can it be this room is actually stretching? And notice this. This chamber has no windows and no doors, which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there is always my way. I didn't mean to frighten you. Come, let us continue our tour. There is much to see, so look alive and stay together. I'd hate to lose you so soon. As you travel past these priceless works of art, perhaps you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Of course, it's only a trick of the light. The real beauty of this house awaits us farther on. There's a party in her honor, and she'll just die if we're late. And now, curious souls, a carriage approaches to take you to the party and beyond. I leave you now, but I'll be waiting for you on the other side. Have a frightful good time.
Of fright, we summon you now to dance through the night. Esprits et fantômes sur vos fiers destriers, escortez dans la nuit la belle fiancée. Warlocks and witches, answer this call. Your presence is wanted at this ghostly ball. Des douze coups de minuit, aux matines sonnantes, nous valserons ensemble, macabre débutante. Join now the spirits in nuptial doom, a ravishing bride, a vanishing groom.
Thank you.
As the moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree,
spooks are ripe for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize.
Then pretty ghosts start to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
where spirits dwell,
restless bones eat
wise as spooks of every size.
Welcome, foolish mortals. There's no turning back now.
And now, it's time for the virtual ride-through of the old Haunted Mansion. The original chills and thrills, from the first creaking threshold to the last groaning tombstone. So, you need to stay alert, because the soundtrack assembly includes a few never-before-heard surprises. So, you're at Disneyland, and you're making your way towards the Haunted Mansion. towards the foyer.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here. But there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer. The carriage that will carry you into the moldering sanctum of the spirit world will accommodate you and one or two loved ones. Kindly watch your step as you board, please. We spirits haunt our best in gloomy darkness, so remember, no flash pictures, please. And now, a carriage approaches to take you into the boundless realm of the supernatural. Take your loved ones by the hand, please, and kindly watch your step. Oh yes, and no flash pictures, please. We spirits are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. Pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you. And heed this warning. The spirits will materialize only if you remain quietly seated at all times.
we find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps, and hot and cold running chills. Shh! Listen. All our ghosts have been dying to meet you. This one can hardly contain himself. Unfortunately, they all seem to have trouble getting through. Perhaps Madame Leota can establish contact. She has a remarkable head for materializing the disembodied.
Horn toads and lizards, fiddle and strum, please answer the roll by beating a drum. Friends and you, blow on a horn so we'll know that it's you. Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rat quality, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing the bell.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize. They're assembling for a swinging wake, and they'll be expecting me. I'll see you all a little later.
Thank you. Close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in the daft disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
The moon climbs high on the dead oak tree. Spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where the spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rises spooks of every size. Oh, yes, they do.
When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and into vocalize. Every ghost come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise. They pretend to terrorize. Grim, grim ghosts about to socialize. As the moon climbs high on a dead old tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim green ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, ripples gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise spooks of every size.
When the good things reach any tombstone, spooks come out for a swing and win. Captive bonds materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook
comes
out
of your
sight. Crowded in a dark disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. I'm trying to see the word for you. As the moon climbs higher, the
dead old
trees spooks arrive for a midnight sleep. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grim ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the nail of a requiem bell, ripples gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size. Fire.
When the cryptors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swing and wait. Happy haunts materialize, spooks begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a dark disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, the eardrums gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size.
When a crypt goes creak and a tombstone's quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake.
Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide,
or the silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a death disguise,
they pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the dead old tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of the rec room bell, weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you. Hurry back. Hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I also had some audio of the new Haunted Mansion attic with the bride, but on the other machine, I'm having some hardware issues with this new 5.1 sound card, but what can you do? Maybe we'll sneak that in another time. Well, all right, it's time for that very special announcement I talked about earlier in the show. And I think we'll get to that exactly right now, if you know what I'm talking about, I tell you. I am having my very first contest.
Contest.
Dang. What's the budget on this show, huh? Anyway, I'm looking for an official Above the Firehouse logo. So what a perfect way to start my podcast with this, my very first contest. So if you think you got what it takes to make a really, really cool logo, well, then the rules are posted on my website, and that is www.abovethefirehouse.com. And you will see a little section that says news. Just simply click it and it will pop up, and that'll contain all the rules and where to send a submission to. Now, if your logo is chosen, you're going to win $50. Yep, that's right. Moolah. Cha-ching. Robert De Niro. Viva la cash. So get those creative juices flowing and, well, good luck to you. Also, don't forget, on my website, it's still constantly, you know, like Disneyland, it'll never be done. As long as, well, I'm doing it anyway. I also have myself a really cool shout box on the main page, so if you get a chance to, you know, sign up there and do a little shout out for everybody to see. And, oh yeah, I'm slipping here. You have until, for the contest, till, where's my calendar? Da-da-da-da. June 18th to get all of it in. And then it'll be announced on a later podcast after that. Also, if you'd like to leave me a voicemail, you can send me it via Skype at APTA_A_Productions. That's APTA_A_Productions. And, well, looks like that is the show. Wow. Well, that's my very first podcast, and I hope I did okay. You know, I'm sure as soon as I get a rhythm going, it'll be a lot better. But if you have any suggestions or comments, please send them to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And if I find them useful, I will definitely use them. Once again, that's podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. The website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. Well, I thank you guys for taking the time to listen. And so, for Above the Firehouse, this is Tony saying have a magical week. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
Do you ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.